Hey, it's this is Coleman with Radio Margaritaville, and I'm lucky enough to have Leah Flanagan here today. And Leah's opening for Jimmy at the Sydney Opera House. Leah, how you doing?
I'm going pretty well, thanks.
Yeah? You play here often?
No, not very often at all. It's my first time, but it's great.
So where are you from, Leah?
I'm from Darwin in the Northern Territory, so it's very, very far north of Australia.
And you came here just to play with Jimmy?
Yep, just for the three shows. Came down for a little bit of a holiday.
I guess so. Well, it's summer here, and you should take a holiday.
Yeah.
Well, I had the good fortune of hearing you last night on opening night. It was really good. You had a beautiful voice. You played some really great songs. You play barefoot like Jimmy.
Yeah.
How did you get started?
I don't know. Just I've always been a musical kid. I'm a qualified musician because I went to uni. Does that make you qualified? I don't know.
It wouldn't make me
I studied classical music at university, but I've been playing guitar for about 12 years and ukuleles, and I've always just played music, I think. So the natural progression, you play gigs and hopefully you get really good ones like this one.
Well, this one is a good one, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, if you were in the States and you're opening for Jimmy Buffett, it'd be a big deal. I guess here, playing at the Sydney Opera House has got to be a big deal, right?
It's a very big deal. But, you know, Jimmy's massive here. I've never seen so many parrot hats in my life.
Well, you know, last night before, did you see the beach balls?
I did see the beach balls. I saw the cactuses as well.
You think that's ever happened in the Sydney Opera House before?
We were talking backstage with everybody, and apparently, no, this is the first time it's ever really been this rowdy, I think.
I wonder who brought them.
Oh, I don't know. It's so funny, though.
I saw when I was coming up last night, it was really cool to see all the parrot heads dressed just like they do in the States, in Hawaiian shirts and goofy hats and all that. Did you know what to expect when you came?
Yeah, I knew it would be. I mean, I've seen like some live shows, you know, on DVD and that, and I YouTubed a few things, and I kind of had an idea what to expect, but I didn't realize what it would be like to experience it in real life. It's pretty funny.
Well, yeah. Based on watching you last night, they may adopt you.
Yeah, I don't mind. I'd love people to rock up in colorful frocks and you know, lays and bring parrots and dress up as pirates and come to my gigs. That'd be awesome.
Well, you mentioned something like that last night. Is your crowd normally subdued, or is it like this one?
Yeah, I think they're very chilled out, my crowds, most of the time. Yeah, so it's very different.
And so the music that you chose, did you write these songs? There was one you said you heard, I think you heard from your aunt or something as a child, but the other songs, did you write those?
Yeah, all of my own. I suppose, you know, I live in a pretty tropical place as well, and, you know, playing the ukulele and writing songs about boats and swimming and, you know, is kind of, you know, because that's our lifestyle as well where we live. But, and the other song I sang is about a little island, a little tropical island north of Darwin called the Melville Island, and that's where my grandmother grew up, and she taught that song to me. Yeah, so.
And what was the name of that song?
The Garden Point Mission Song, because my grandmother was a part of the Stolen Generation, we call it here in Australia, where she was removed from her family when she was a little girl in the desert because of, you know, being Aboriginal wasn't really, you know, that, you know, you know, that politically correct in the day, you know. And she was taken away and brought up on a Catholic mission and taught Western culture and raised by nuns, and so they used to write songs and the kids would learn instruments, and that's one of the songs that was written on the mission for the kids, so I try and sing it as much as I can. Yeah,
well, you do a wonderful job of it. Yeah. And then the first song you played, what was the name of that song?
That's the September song. That's my little ode to Darwin. And it's, you know, that whole thing of living by the ocean. Where I live, the sun always sets over the ocean, and when you're at different parts of the country, you know, you kind of miss that. And our sunsets are the most beautiful. Like, every single day there's a different one, but they're just...
But it's just the same sun, right?
Same sun, different sunset every time. And it's, yeah, so it's just, you know, about drinking beer on a boat, you know. That's great.
Oh, now you're starting to sound like us a little bit. Drinking beer on a boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so any idea? Jimmy called me, I guess, 3 days ago, 4 days ago, and he said, I'm going to have Leah Flanagan open up for me. Go find out every thing you can on the web. We found your website. We did find some information about you. Tell us, what would you like us to know, and what would you want everybody in the States in particular who will hear you on this, because we're going to play you tonight. What do you want to know about you?
That, you know, I come from a little town. I'm a little person from a little town in the north of Australia that isn't really known for its live music, more for its Australian footy, AFL we have here. We breed the best footballers in the country. but yeah, I don't know. I would one day like to get to the States. It'd be great. But I don't know.
What's your website? What's your URL for your website?
www.leahflanagan.com.au. So you can read all about what I'm doing and where I'm heading. Hopefully we'll be over in Canada in July. But, you know, and if we can get down to the States, we'll try. But
well, yeah. If you're in North America during July, I bet we can find a way to get you somewhere. You may have to go to a Margaritaville restaurant or something.
I'd love to go to Margaritaville. The boys
in my
band.
No, but you'd have to perform, not to eat and drink.
No. Sure. The boys will be stoked. That's all they've been saying, and the boys in my band.
So there's an upright bass player, and then a guy playing a Nashville guitar, guitar, and electric guitar. What are their names?
Dylan and Tom.
Yeah. They have last names, or
Tom Jones, actually.
Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Heard of him.
Tom Jones is in my band, and Dylan Hartis.
And are they from Darwin, too?
Tom is, but Dylan's here from Sydney. We tend to travel a lot, so everybody's based all over the country.
So when you're a band like that, a three-person band, and you're in Australia, which is spread, you know, around a lot, do you travel? Do you come to Sydney and perform? Do you have do a tour in this part of the country, or do you stay mostly in Darwin?
Well, I live in Darwin, and I have players kind of spread all over the country that, depending on where the shows are and, you know, who's available, who can come and play a festival or a show, and we tour a lot. Unfortunately, I don't come to Sydney as much as I'd like to. I'm more well-known in Melbourne, and I've a really strong base in Melbourne and most other places. So this is... playing a gig like this in Sydney, where is somewhere that I don't regularly play, is, you know, it's really wonderful. Yeah.
Well, and this is a beautiful place. Mm. It is a beautiful place. I saw on Jimmy's table today your album, as your CD.
Oh, really? Cool.
Whoops. They're called CDs now, right, Rodney? that was about 25 or 30 years ago. What is the name of the CD? Tell me a little about it. When was it released? Where can they get it? All you parrot heads, you need to get this.
The album's called Nirvana Nights, and it's got nothing to do with the band Nirvana. It's more about a little restaurant in Darwin called Nirvana Jazz and Blues Restaurant, where I've played regularly over the years, and it's pretty much the scene in Darwin. And I recorded it in May 2010 and released it in August, and we've just been traveling the country promoting it since August, and it's been doing really, really well. So you know, I'm pretty lucky. And if you want to buy it, you can get it via my website, via my label, my distribution label, Vitamin Records, and they're vitamin.net.au, or iTunes.
Or iTunes, oh, good.
Yeah, good old
and
iTunes.
And that's leahflanagan.co.au, correct?
.com.
.com, leahflanagan.com.au, okay.
Yeah.
So, Leah, tonight you're going to open for Jimmy again. Tell me, what songs are you going to play, and tell me a little bit about those?
Playing these shows with Jimmy, I thought I'd play my kind of up-tempo tropical songs, I call them, you know. And I think it's why people can relate to Jimmy's audience can relate to my music as well, because it's similar elements, getting drunk on boats.
Yeah, you mentioned that before.
Ukuleles. I don't know, margaritas. No, so I'll be playing a lot of my ukulele songs and just some songs about where I come from. So people that haven't been there before, you know, it's nice to share people your stories, I think. Yeah, especially when you come from such a smaller place. So.
Well, you know, it's a pleasure to have you here. I know Jimmy loves having you on his stage. And everybody, all you listeners out there, you're in for a treat with Leah Flanagan. Trust me.
Yeah, no, thank you.